I'm Carol Hills, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. After North Korea's nuclear test this weekend, President Trump took to Twitter, as he often does, and in one of his tweets, he said the U.S. is considering stopping all trade with any country doing business with North Korea. So what would that mean, and who exactly is doing business with Pyongyang? Good questions for Isaac Stonefish. He's a senior fellow at the Asia Society in New York.
North Korea trades with well over 100 nations. China is the biggest, but you also have India, you have Germany, you have basically every country that the United States has an important trade relationship with. So the United States, or Trump, is basically saying either trade with North Korea or trade with us. Obviously, countries are going to choose trading with the United States over North Korea, but just the idea of stopping trade with, say, Germany, which exports to North Korea about $7 million of medications, because Germany stops this beneficial trade, it's just crazy to me.
Some experts are dismissing Trump's threat as hyperbolic, but how would it affect Americans just in their daily lives if Trump followed through and stopped trade with these countries? You know, obviously China being our largest trading partner.
We'd have a massive economic downturn, because a $650 billion trade with China, massive trade with India, and even if a lot of countries did not trade with North Korea, we'd see the end of our trade relationship with China, and tensions between the U.S. and China would raise to levels they haven't been since the 50s when the two countries were at war. It's very unlikely that Trump will do this, but it would be disastrous for the U.S. economy.
But in the case of China, wouldn't China choose the U.S. over North Korea for a trading partner?
It depends on how stringent the United States is with its definition of trade. So North Korea and China have a lot of small, rather unofficial trade links. And if it were found that some trader was still selling vegetables across the border, does that mean that the United States was going to torpedo trade on a very high level? And I think we also have to understand that the United States is no longer in a position in the world where it can tell China what to do. The two countries are in many ways roughly equal.
Now, Trump also said that he's considering stopping trade in addition to other options. What are the other options he's considering, do you think?
I think it's good that they've been a little bit coy on what these options are, but people privately talk about certain military options, perhaps something symbolic like blowing up a statue of Kim Il-sung just as a indication to North Korea that the U.S. is serious. I will say one of the benefits of North Korea's opacity and the control it has on its own people is that if the U.S. did decide to do that, there's the possibility that North Korea would not escalate, because they just wouldn't tell anyone about it. They don't have accountability towards their citizens. There's no independent media that would find out. So the U.S. could make one of these strikes and the world would never know about it.
People would find out if the U.S. strategically targeted a statue. I mean, in this day and age, wouldn't we know if practically somebody sneezed over in Pyongyang?
So in 2011, the South Koreans said they responded to North Korea's shelling of a South Korean island. Now, we don't know how they responded. They could have sent over a couple of pieces of artillery. They could have killed several dozens of North Korean soldiers. And North Korea decided not to escalate. And South Korean government decided not to make a big deal out of this. And tensions subsided. So it's certainly possible that the United States does this under strict cover of secrecy and we don't hear about it. One of the downsides of all the leaking of the Trump administration is that there's a lot less ability to keep secrecy. But I think in this case, secrecy would be better, because it would allow the North Koreans to not lose face, to pretend it never happened, and to decide, okay, we're going to walk away from the brink.
Isaac Stonefish is a senior fellow at the Asia Society in New York. Thanks, Isaac.
Thanks, Carol.